Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In MLB news, Commissioner Rob Manfred has pushed back opening day until mid-May at the earliest because of the new coronavirus. The decision follows new CDC recommendations restricting events of more than 50 people for the next 8 weeks. Meantime, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum has canceled all of its Hall of Fame Classic weekend events planned for the weekend of May 23rd, including its annual Legends Game, Night of the Museum program, and Base Race charity runs. The museum says all tickets will be refunded. The museum itself remains closed indefinitely. And like baseball, NASCAR has suspended its season until May. NHL players have been told they can return home and self-isolate there until the end of March, while hockey is on hold. And the NFL has barred in-person interviews with free agents and is requiring local physical examinations rather than team-conducted exams. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the NFL draft will take place April 23rd to 25th as scheduled, but under a modified format still being developed. In other NFL news, the Bills have announced plans to re-sign offensive lineman Quinton Spain to a 3-year contract. Also, the Patriots have placed a franchise tag on left guard Joe Tooney. The Giants have placed a non-exclusive franchise tag on defensive tackle Leonard Williams. And the Jets have reportedly agreed to a 3-year, $30 million contract with former Seahawks offensive tackle George Fant. Meantime, Ben Watson is hanging up his cleats for the second time. The 39-year-old tight end announced his retirement yesterday, marking the end of a 15-year NFL career that included stints in New England, Cleveland, New Orleans, and Baltimore. I'm Jesse King.